A lot of folks from World Harvest Church posting, grieving the loss of a their worship leader, Amy Marie, 38 years old, and many of them sharing and posting on Facebook, the church posting, and so our thoughts and prayers with them during this very difficult time, heartache and heartbreak for that community in the northwest part of our WWIB listener, the northern part of the WIB listening area. Meanwhile, today in history, in 1727, British scientist and mathematician Sir Isaac Newton died at the age of 84. He developed the theory of gravity. I think you've heard of it. On this day in 1933, the first concentration camp was established in Dachau, Germany. 1934, the first test of radar took place, also in Germany. John Lennon married Yoko Ono on this day in 1969. Chet Huntley, it used to be Huntley and Brinkley, the... Nightly news, well, the Hall of Fame newscaster Chet Huntley dying at the age of 62 on this day in 1974. And 2003, American and British forces invaded Iraq from neighboring Kuwait. Associate Press reporter Ross Simpson was with the U.S. Marines.
They knocked out a T-55 Iraqi tank and engaged some mechanized infantry. Just a few minutes after we crossed the berm that separates Iraq from Kuwait.
Also, again, Hoop Partners, we invite you to partner with us. 1 week to go, midnight, 1 week from tonight, midnight, March 27th. We need your pledge support, be it online or in person by then. We've got gift cards waiting for you. Lots of information on that at WWIB.com. I mean, really nice gift cards. I'm talking about $20 gift cards from a number of area businesses that you know and love, like Quick Trip and many others. And as I just go there to WIB.com myself and click on it and scroll down, I see and am reminded, we've been telling you about this, right? $20 gift cards from Quick Trip, Hy-Vee, Culver's, Olson's Ice Cream, Festival of Foods, A&W, and more goodies to choose from, including a Joseph's Cheesecake Cupcake. How about an Action City Jump and Play Pass? A $14 Ultimate Car Wash from Snappy Car Wash. Maybe a couple of Chick-fil-A sandwiches. So we're genuinely thankful and grateful and appreciative if you take part in our become a Hoop partner. Learn more at WIB.com. Scroll down, click on that banner. Some of you are teaming up and doing this. Make a bucket out of whatever you want. You shoot it. And whether you generate your support yourself or garner that support from others, it would be greatly appreciated. And then the grand prize drawing the last day of the month, 11 days away, coming up on March 31st. Our own CCM song tournament today. Another great showdown on the way. 7:15 to 7:45. A song from Wren Collective against a song from Zach Williams. We'll hear from the nominators before that here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. And finally, our morning devotion from Bob Goff's terrific devotional, Live in Grace, Walk in Love. It reads like this for March 20th, first day of spring. Love is the kind of power that criticism only wishes it had. Proverbs 16:32 says, better a patient person than a warrior, one with self-control than one who takes a city. Goff says, my sons, Richard and Adam, used to be wild boys. Nothing's really changed, and today they're wild men. Now that they're grown, their love of adventure makes them a great team. But when they were little, they did what all siblings do. They fought with each other. We hid all the sharp objects in the house, knowing they might be used. It usually started over toys or who was going to take the lowest branch first in a race to climb the tree. Bob Goff says, fighting can be cute when it involves plastic trucks or barricades made of pillows. Our boys eventually grew out of it. Some people don't. Goff says, when our boys couldn't resolve an issue on their own, I would swoop in to pick them up, one in each arm. As their dad, I would try to approach the moment with tenderness and strength to bring a sense of peace, order, and calm in the midst of the meltdown. Goff says, I often remember those days when I see people leaning toward criticism, like little boys pulling hair and yanking toys. Unfettered criticism doesn't show strength. It's evidence of weakness and insecurity. It masks itself as strength because it wants to establish dominance at the expense of relationship. It comes out swinging and yelling, but is as transparent as it is ineffectual. Real strength, says Goff, builds up. It doesn't tear down. Love has the kind of power that criticism only wishes it had. Where criticism attacks, love mends. Sometimes love shows us our blind spots. Young and old alike have something to learn, but love is always humble and always kind. It always wants the best for other people, and it's never defensive. Love sees who people are becoming, even if they're not there yet. Finally, he says, next time you're tempted to lash out, go in for the hug instead. Even if your feelings have you all wound up, J. Gestures of love toward others can bring down your blood pressure, too. Today's question, what kind of gesture can you give to someone that you've been harsh with?
Hi, this is Sherry Tolke with my nomination for Zach Williams. I chose Jesus Loves as one of my nominations, not only because it has a beautiful sound, but even more because of the powerful message it has. Even if you're not a Zach Williams fan, I'd encourage you to take a moment to read the lyrics before voting. It's such a meaningful reminder that Jesus doesn't love those who just grew up in a Christian home or have always walked closely with God. He loves those who are new in their faith, those who have wandered and come back, and even those who of us who sometimes fall into judgment and pride. The truth is simple and powerful. He loves us all.
Hi, this is Sam Duquette from Spooner, Wisconsin. I like to nominate Rain Collective and their song Undignified. Is it the song that I had for my wedding, but one of my anthem songs, where you praise Jesus no matter what with all your might, and that's the reason for why I'm living, is to praise Jesus all my life and praise Jesus with my family and my wife and my whole life. So, like, I nominate Brain Collective and their song Undignified. You play, and hope you vote for that.
We'll have your headlines coming up momentarily, but first, this may be the closest one we've had yet. Zach Williams, Jesus Loves, Undignified by Ren Collective, squaring off in a CCM song showdown in Havel. We can let people know the winner was decided by 2 votes.
And Caleb, a split vote. I was on the text side, and Ren Collective came out on top on that side. How about your side?
On my side, counting up the votes in the Wib Wake Up Show Facebook group, Zach Williams won over there. So, by 2 votes, who was the winner overall?
Zach Williams.
Congratulations, Zach. Well played by Ren Collective. Zach Williams moving on with another song next week.
March Madness is here.
After I've watched basketball game after basketball game, I'd like to take a little break by watching a little basketball, or I might even watch some basketball.
You might want to watch some hoops.
A poll about America's driving habits says only 49% of motorists obey the posted speed limits.
I can always spot the ones who obey the speed limit. They're right in front of me in the passing lane.
Isn't that the truth?
Gas prices continue to rise.
You know we're in trouble when a gallon of Starbucks coffee is cheaper than a gallon of unleaded.
Ouch.
A study says that being happy doesn't increase the length of your life.
That makes me so sad, but I guess it doesn't really matter, does it?
Right.
This year's Academy Awards are over.
Here's my idea. Give an extra Oscar to the person whose acceptance speech is shortest.
Now that's an idea.
Well, a red fox from England was a stowaway on a cargo ship to the U.S.
He said he came for the American dream and Chick-fil-A.
Same.
And finally, a study finds that children as young as 16 months old understand joking around.
But even then, they refuse to sit through an Adam Sandler movie.
Ah.
Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. It is the 20th of March, 42 degrees, 17 past 8, and Easter's coming pretty early on in April this year, which means an Easter event at Avenue Orchard is just over a week away, and our friend Ronnie Appleseed from Team Appleseed and Avenue Orchard joins us. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning, Nick.
Always good to have you. You know, the weather is starting to turn to springtime. What is it, 10-something this morning? We officially flip the calendar to the next season, flip over to spring, and you guys always have a lot going on at Avenue Orchard.
Yeah, we do.
So we'll talk about this Easter event, but first, again, you guys always have award-winning, State Fair award-winning jams and jellies and baked goods that the Creation Kitchen is whipping up. And so we have a new jam that I'm going to try live on the air here. It is called Berry Fun Jam. So tell me a little bit about this.
Well, it's a mix of strawberries, blueberries, and a little lemon emulsion added to that.
It smells fantastic.
Really just a wonderful, wonderful taste.
Indeed. And there's actual blueberries in here, right?
Right, yes.
So, I mean, because with a jam, as opposed to a jelly, with a jam,
right,
you get fruit pieces in there.
Fruit in it.
So, again, strawberries, blueberry pieces, that lemon. Let's try it. Oh, my goodness. Wow. That is fantastic. You get all the berry flavors, and it's a sweet, delicious jam as well, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you have a sweet tooth, that's fantastic for your morning toast or your bagels.
It is.
Wow.
It's becoming a lot of our residents, their favorite. So
yeah. Berry Fun Jam. That is Berry Fun.
It is.
I like it a lot.
It is.
So, yes, shout out to Misty and Shelly and whoever else had a hand in creating this one. That is fantastic. Yeah.
Becky is our another person that we have in the kitchen. So,
do you want some?
Well, of course.
I was going to say, I'm not just going to sit here hogging it, too.
I finished my third bottle or whatever.
Fantastic. So, Berry Fun Jam. And I don't even remember exactly how many jams and jellies you have, but it's dozens. There are dozens of flavors, and you walk into the Avenue Orchard store, and there are so many options. What are your store hours right now, kind of the winter and spring store hours?
Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
So Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. So tomorrow is a Saturday, so folks can come in. And can they get Berry Fun Jam in the store? Not yet?
Until the event on the 29th, because that's when we will debut it. And you will be able to sample it then also.
Fantastic. So let's talk about that event on the 29th. So coming up a week from this Sunday, Easter is coming the following Sunday. So the Sunday before Easter, what all do you have going on at the Orchard?
Oh, starting at 2 o'clock is the egg hunt.
Yes.
That's the big thing that we have coming. We also have Kevin's Juggling and Balloon is going to be there. The Easter Bunny is going to be there walking through with you. You can feel free to have pictures with the Easter Bunny.
Sure.
We do ask for a little tip if you don't mind. If you do want a printed picture, it's going to cost you $5.
Okay.
We're also painting ceramic eggs.
Nice.
There is a cost with that. And you're also decorating cookies, and there is a little cost with that. I think it's $1.
Sure. So I'm not kind really of, you know, sure. Again, yeah, not,
we gotta, we
not going to break the bank, yeah, but yeah, you've yeah, got to yeah, be able to pay those you
so,
booked.
And then, just at last minute, we now have Panda's face paints coming.
So Kevin's Juggling Balloons, the Easter Bunny face painting, an Easter egg hunt. And now, is this for certain ages? Tell me about the Easter egg hunt.
Oh, no.
So young and old, everybody.
Young and old, everybody.
Easter egg hunt in the Orchard.
Everybody and anybody. You bet. You're all welcome.
And my family's been to this before, too. I mean, you don't go soft on hiding a small number of eggs. Like, you have a lot of eggs out there in the Orchard.
Yeah. I'm going to share a picture with you, and I'll let you put it out there on Facebook.
Sure.
Of the eggs.
Of the eggs?
On the bin.
Okay, how many you'll be hiding?
Oh, that's something else. We just did. So we also put a bunch of eggs in a picking a bushel.
Okay.
You get to guess how many eggs.
Guess how many eggs are in a bushel. Okay.
Yeah. So that'll be there. So we'll turn in that, and you'll get a drawing. We've got other door prizes. We're going to do door prizes this year. We also have some pre-made Easter baskets that are ready for sale. Plus,
build your own Easter basket as well, too. So, again, jams, jellies, baked goods, freeze-dried candy, etc., etc., etc. I mean, just so many products in the store. And again, supporting locally made products. So, again, what a great Easter basket. And I think sometimes maybe we get into like, oh, okay, every year we get a chocolate bunny or something. How about doing something a little bit different for the Easter baskets this year and fill them up with locally made products from the Orchard store?
Yeah, that'll be, you know, it'll all be there.
And again, freeze-dried candies, we always say, but I think freeze-dried fruits and veggies you have as well, too, if folks are looking for those options as well. Yep. And man, the Creation Kitchen baked goods. The cookies, the cinnamon rolls, the breads,
I think there's going to be some blueberry cakes there.
Really?
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. So, lots going on. And again, 1 week from this Sunday, so it's the 29th, and the fun starts at 2 o'clock.
The egg hunt starts at 2 o'clock. We're open 1 to 5.
Yep, so 1 to 5, the regular hours, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So 1 to 5, the Orchard store is open this weekend and through Monday, and that same story next weekend as well, too. But again, that Easter egg hunt starting at 2. So come one, come all, and this is a rain or shine event, and everybody is welcome.
You bet.
Looking forward to it. Ronnie, thank you for coming in. Always great to see you. And thanks for letting me try the Berry Fun Jam before anybody else gets to try it. Yeah, at least in the public. I think Halvo got to try it because he works his second job next door to your test kitchen.
Those four people down at One Source Imaging and at Ed's Barbershop there, they usually get a sample before it even gets jarred. So whether it's good or bad, they're getting to taste it.
Well, Ronnie, always great to see you, and hoping for, again, great weather as we transition into spring, too. But Should be a great, great event. And again, something for everyone, from crafts to the Easter Bunny to Kevin's juggling balloons to face painting to build your own Easter baskets, enjoying treats and fun and the egg hunt and guessing games and door prizes, on and on and on it goes. And we're looking forward to a great crowd there a week from Sunday.
Looking forward to having you.
Avenue Orchard, find them on Facebook and Instagram and their website as well, aveappleorchard.com.
The Whip Wake Up Show on WWIB. What a week we've had. Man, I tell you what, we've already had some things we've given away here this morning, and we've been inviting you to become a Hoop Partner, and we've been having our CCM Song Showdown as we put the best of the week together, which just finished, just got edited, tried to package it all together.
We'll be walking on to the second round of our CCM Song Showdown.
It is. The artist is coming to OneFest, Jamie McDonald.
Well done, Jamie McDonald. It's Free Fuel Friday, and we are paying back what someone paid at the pump. With a fuel receipt tallying $30, our next winner is Rose Meyer from Chippewa Falls.
You just got a free tank of gas, courtesy of Marquardt Motors. It's Free Fuel Fridays on WWIB.
Well, congratulations, Rose Meyer from Chippewa Falls. We'll be mailing you a check for $30, thanks to Mark Ward. Congratulations from the WIB listening area, Neillsville, winning the state championship in Division IV. The Neillsville girls bringing home the gold ball.
It was the 1 seed Mercy Mees Shake against the 16 seed Eli Gables. Take the reins, and the winner is
Mercy Me.
CCM artist Brian Duncan turning 73 today, and I always remember our friend Steve Snyder, because the last time we talked to him on air before he went to be with the Lord in February of 21, he referenced Brian Duncan, and it was a song from him we had played.
Who wins and moves on to the second round in our CCM Contemporary Christian Music Song Showdown?
The OneFest Saturday Night Headliner, Four King and Country. And I don't need to go to Facebook to tell you the top birthday I'm aware of today. It's the one that made me a dad 26 years ago today. Where did that quarter century plus one go to? Our oldest, Evelyn Jean.
So the winner is Josiah Queen, the prodigal, winning and moving on.
Yes, an engineer from the Netherlands has created a car for his pet goldfish named Blub, which drove a distance of 40 feet and 3.46 inches in 1 minute, setting a new Guinness World Record for the farthest distance covered by a goldfish in a motion-sensing vehicle.
Let's just highlight the last part of that, because there's a Guinness World Record for everything.
I guess.
The farthest distance covered by a goldfish in a motion-sensing vehicle. This may be the closest one we've had yet. Zach Williams, Jesus Loves, Undignified by Ren Collective, squaring off in a CCM Song Showdown in Havel. We can let people know the winner was decided by 2 votes. Who was the winner overall?
Zach Williams.
Congratulations, Zach. Well played by Ren Collective. Zach Williams moving on with another song. A week's worth of the Whip Wake Up Show in 2.5 minutes. Well done, Havel.
Thank you.
And putting that all together each week for us. And you never know what you might get on the Whip Wake Up Show. And we hope you'll tune in 5:30 to 9 a.m. every weekday morning. We've got
a new week
next week.
That's right. More CCM Song Showdowns.
Well, we have more gas to give away. It's Free Fuel Friday, courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers. And we are getting ready to announce another winner. We are paying back what someone paid at the pump, courtesy of Marquardt Motors and the hometown Chevy dealers. And with a fuel receipt tallying $36.01, our next winner is Trulina Nelson Schneider from Stanley.
You just got a free tank of gas, courtesy of Marquardt Motors. It's Free Fuel Fridays on WWIB.
Well, a very huge congratulations. Trulina from Stanley will be mailing you a check for $36.01, thanks to Marquardt Motors. And friends, you could be our next Free Fuel Fridays winner. We are paying back those painful gas receipts every Friday through April the 10th. Go to WWIB.com/freefuel to submit a selfie at the gas pump or with your latest fuel receipt for a chance to win back what you paid. We're also giving one of you $500 in gas. Enter now at WWIB.com/freefuel.